pretty cool, though.
This moment of pocket fishing brought to you by
Havana Watches.
Oh man, so I'm just sitting here just watching in sheer amazement as TKO here is just fishing through his pockets right now.
Wow,
looking
right.
At a replacement Havana watch.
Oh wow, hey, that looks pretty nice. Now that we got the plugs out of the way. All right, folks, welcome to the Good Game Guys with your hosts
TKO, Deg,
and Dr. Captain. Joining us today, we actually have ourselves a guest host with us. Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself, ma'am?
Hey, guys. This is Stephanie Panicello. How are y'all?
What up, girl?
Hey there.
You haven't set this yet.
No, I haven't.
Why am I holding on to an unset watch?
I was just showing you the quality of it. It could stop bullets, and it could be used to track or speak to Commander Cook or Spock.
I want to test the veracity of that bulletproof statement.
I'll be willing to check that one out.
Let's do this. Give me four more beers. Let's do this.
Hold my beer. I got this.
Famous last words for every drunk male out there, man.
Please. Everything is so much less dangerous when you're drunk.
Oh, man. Well, since we got our plugs out of the way.
that was right quick, honestly.
Pretty much.
I was going to sit there and just make fun of TKO, and then you snipe it, and you're like, hey, cool, problem solved.
Right there, man.
I know, man.
So, hey, gents, lady, what have you how are you doing?
Wait a minute. You're right. Now we have our first Good Game Gal.
Oh, yeah, huh, we do, don't we?
What up, Stephanie, the Good Game Gal?
This is the first time. This is kind of interesting.
Well, no, we have other guests, but you're going to be like the official Good Game Gal.
The official Good Game Gal. I'm down with
you're
that.
You're definitely the first.
Yes.
Oh, this is sweet.
And you know what they say about the first.
Yes. That means you guys will never forget me.
Well, she nailed... Someone nailed it.
Exactly.
You have left the Degatus speechless.
I am just going to sit here and bite my tongue.
Are all of you reminiscing your first love? First time. I don't know where we're going with this, but
What?
I can tell you we're not going the Valentine's Day route because that passed already.
Oh, that is
yeah, a bit more graphic.
So let's move somewhere else.
We could get with the April Fool's route with like clown shoes and makeup.
Yeah, we should probably move far away from that.
Yes.
Anyway. So with us moving away from that, how have you all been? What you been up to this week?
Well, I have been playing some of Star Trek Online, and I apparently was about to start dabbling in the Age of Conan, but you two have apparently warned me of the horrificness of that idea.
Yeah.
A little saddened about that.
Some people like the game, some people don't. I'm one of the ones that don't. You might be one of the ones that do. I'm not saying don't play it, just don't keep your hopes up.
Well, okay, as you guys know, I'm into Neverwinter and Star Trek Online. Right now, I'm suffering through Knights of the Old Republic. I'm at level 21. It takes forever to get anywhere in that game.
Why are you doing that?
Well,
he's entering that chat.
What's the point, then? You're just, like, causing yourself to, like, suffer. I mean, it makes no sense, but okay.
Okay,
I'm not enjoying this game, but I have to keep playing it.
Okay, one of the things that I want to do in my life is to be in Japanese anime. So I watch anime that people say sucks just so I know why. So if I'm going
to... You're a masochist.
If I'm going to be critiquing something, I want to make sure I have as much information about it as possible. This game could be one of those games where, you know, at low level it just sucks, and then once you get to the in-game content, that's why the game is good. So if I leave at level 21, I can't really, in good conscience, sit on the show and go, Star Wars The Old Republic sucks because I only got to level 21. Now, once I get to level 50, if it's still making me want to pull out my hair deep-fried and eat it, then I'll stop.
Honestly, the best part of Star Wars is the leveling up process. If you're not having fun doing that and truly enjoying the ridiculous crap your character is saying, you're either light side or you're not having any fun.
I enjoy the part of the game where I am playing the game. Now, in a quest that's supposed to take me 45 minutes, if 30 of those minutes is spent just trying to get to the quest and then finishing the quest in 10 minutes, then turning around and coming back home, that drives me insane.
Being a good guy is so boring, dude. Join the dark side.
Not to mention, okay, Star Trek Online, you finish a mission, you hit your combat, you beam back to your ship, you fly to the next planet here, you gotta run through LAX to get to your shuttle. Then you take your shuttle to the orbital LAX. Then you have to run through that to get to your ship, and then you can fly somewhere.
Why do I have the feeling this is about to spark up a Star Wars versus Star Trek fan war
with our listeners? I'm talking about the game.
I just get the feeling this is exactly what's going to wind up happening.
Getting around in that game, is the storyline, awesome. The combat, it's pretty good, except for it could use like a block button, a little bit more dynamics than just, I'm just going to click my tray and see what happens. You know what I'm
saying? Well, but, you know what? Why don't we, at the end of the show, we're going to go ahead and open up the phone lines for some of our callers to see if they want to try and chime in a little bit. I don't know. Hey.
Join the madness. You know you want to.
Seriously.
Yeah, we'll be doing that within like 40, 45 minutes or so.
Yeah, give or take. So... Yeah. Guys, if you want to call out TKO with some of his weird comments he's making right now,
you know where to find me.
We'll let you know when the lines are open.
All right, Doctor Captain, what did you do this week?
Well, actually, I've recently started playing Starbound, and to be honest, I found that game rather enjoyably fun.
Nandeska.
Starbound. Okay. Now, since TKO is just looking at me all confused, what is Starbound?
He does speak Japanese.
No. Starbound's from, I don't really know anything about it. It's a random indie game that...
It's another indie game.
You decided to be funny in mid-beer gulp.
I do that.
Assassination attempt failed.
I do that all of the time. Dude, the answer is swallow and then laugh.
Okay.
What she said.
I love this girl. Oh my god! Okay, where were... Continue.
Wow, I don't know if I can recover from that.
I just been derailed.
Starbound is, another indie game, which plays an awful lot like Terraria, if you will, for any of those out there that are familiar with that, where it's a 2D, kind of a side-scroller game that plays an awful lot like Minecraft. TKO just really hates any form of, like, sandbox or any survival.
Oh, no, I like sandbox when I'm killing the things in a sandbox, not when I'm having to
There's things to kill in the game! You don't know this. There's things to kill in the game.
Wow, dude. Settle down.
I know, man.
take it down and right now you're about a here, and you need to be right about a here.
There you go, audience. I know you saw that. He's right here.
You're right.
We need him to be here.
You are right, though, Deg. I am prematurely angry. We got to save the angry. The anger just builds up. And
premature? Not premature. Very mature.
Exactly. That's how we run things here. Now shut up and drink your beer.
I understand there's a pill to help with my anger.
Oh, my Lord.
Uh-huh. And if you remain calm for longer than 4 hours, please consult a doctor.
Starbound.
Okay.
That's what I've been doing lately. I've been playing Starbound. It's essentially,
look at her trying to get the conversation back on the road.
Which is essentially a game that plays an awful lot like Terraria, where, like I was saying, it's a 2D side-scroller, sandbox game, where, you know, basically it's the game of survival. Except here's a little twist with this particular one. They actually involve space travel. So you can actually go to your ship, and you can visit other planets to find different resources and stuff.
Damn it!
Ooh, look at this.
Interest speak.
Ah, we got his interest.
Damn it.
We got one.
Okay, I can still fight this. He's like, I don't know what the hell you're talking about either.
I'm talking to Starbound fans at this point. And, about that. So, aside from that, I've been playing Starbound, and I found it really good. Encourage other people to give it a look over.
Single player, co-op, MMO, what is it?
Single, multiplayer. You can do it single, you can do a multiplayer with friends.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Okay.
Pretty much.
Thanks.
And basically, aside from that, I've been playing more Guns of Icarus, which I had an amazing moment today.
I'm the captain.
No, you're not the captain.
I'll be the captain.
You're not the captain. Whose title is the captain?
Silence number one!
Wow, holy shit. You were not wide enough to do that.
Fine.
You're also not bald enough.
Defiant!
And you're not Patrick Stewart enough.
Fine, I'll be the Sisko, who's more awesome any of the hell
the
that
Sisko's
way.
Sisko's also bald.
And he's not! He was only bald for the last couple seasons.
And the last couple seasons, I wear a cap.
But he still
it?
Has the capacity to grow hair.
Ouch. Patrick Stewart, if you're listening.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
Patrick Stewart is a beautiful man.
Damn straight.
No comment.
aside from that, been playing Guns of Icarus, and as I stated, I had a most amazing moment, which I'll go ahead and just shorten down for folks.
Yes, truncate this.
Basically, I wound up joining shut up, would you? Okay, you had your chance. Do I need to pull out that remote control to put your ass on pause again?
Nobody likes shutting up.
We'll
shutting up is such a gimmick.
So I joined a match mid-game. Basically, what wound up happening, the score was 1-4, enemy team. And for whatever reason, the captain decided to abandon his post.
Court-martial time.
Yeah, court-martial time, basically.
If they ever find him in the desert.
Yeah, seriously. So I wind up jumping aboard the ship, and I immediately see the engineer on helm. And immediately
what?
The engineer is in helm.
Okay, Chief O'Brien.
See, T.A.O. here kind of gets a lot of this stuff because he was a former Navy man. I don't know. How stupid is that, by the way?
Well, that's kind of, yeah, stupid.
Would you ever be behind the wheel?
That's about as intelligent as voting for Bush again.
Ooh, getting a little political there.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, what's Bush going to do? He already had his shot.
Twice. We gave him two chances.
I tell you what, kids. I'm going to come back. I'm going to get you back. I'm going to have Dick go right after you.
I'm Barack Obama, and I do not approve this message.
I am a concerned citizen, and fuck my life.
So, yeah, the engineer is on helm, right? Mm-hmm. And immediately, because no one's there to pilot the damn thing after the captain left.
That's like a science officer sitting at tactical.
Pretty much.
Mr. Spock, what are you doing?
Pretty much. So I immediately go out there to relieve the person.
With your boot? Tell him with your boot.
Okay.
He actually was very happy. Thank you, sir. May I have another, if you will?
Ah. Now take your wrench and get back below decks.
Thank God someone's here that knows what they're doing.
Pretty much. And just instantly, like, I love to listen to music while I play games, and one of the things I decided to put on was the soundtrack to The Hunt for Red October.
Nice.
So
pretty good call.
As I pretty much take the helm, I suddenly start hearing, you know, the Russian words, you know, Das Vidanya, all that stuff, just right there, just the orchestra, or the quad.
So the Red Alert theme song was playing on in the back of your head, huh?
Something like that.
Like the Russian choir?
The Russian choir,
Red who's not?
The Russian choir is playing in the background, and it's just, like, epic, and just, like, in that moment, it just, like, suddenly clicked, just like, I know what I must do. So immediately.
You rammed them, took out your
hit. What did you do?
Killed every last one of them.
This isn't Assassin's Creed, dude.
Damn it.
He loves getting his games mixed up.
You ram them, and you jump on board with your twin blades and your tomahawk, and you kill everything on the boat, and you stand on the mast like we're doing the Captain Morgans.
I think you've had enough.
Or not enough.
So after that moment just wind up clicking, just immediately just start piloting the damn thing, setting everyone up, giving the orders and the commands, get on the starboard guns, you know, bow or port and bow and all that stuff. Just get on the damn guns, fix the hull, fix the balloon.
Get warp drive operational in the next 5 minutes.
Pretty much.
Again, the wrong game, but okay.
Jesus. I'm sorry, guys. I'm just listening right now.
Sorry, what was that?
I said, I'm sorry, I'm just trying to listen and follow here. Okay, so you did all this. You were right?
We managed to bring ourselves up 4-4. Like, just right up there. Got the scores even. Just at that very second, we managed to, we only have, like, one ship left to get. So another song wound up kicking up. Like, another favorite song of mine from the Star Fox soundtrack.
Oh,
Star Fox? That's
yeah,
awesome.
Star Fox, man.
Dude,
I'm suddenly hearing Corneria, and it's all like, that guy! And we basically go after the person. And this guy went straight into a sandstorm. But essentially just, you know, a stormy weather, if you will.
In an airship.
Basically hurting himself badly.
Yeah.
So the wind herself helped us in achieving the victory of that match.
And straight up Admiral Nimitz, that sucker.
Damn straight. I felt glorious just after just turning that battle around.
He's got his fists on his hips and he's making the Heart of Darkness pose.
Okay,
like,
really? He's doing the Captain Morgan on the bridge right now.
I earned it.
That's ridiculous.
Ridiculous even.
Indeed.
I earned it, good sirs.
Wow.
Beat that glory story.
That was a moment.
I know.
Was anyone around to even see this?
Well, no. We were.
Actually,
good. Okay, so someone noticed you doing all this. Okay.
Oh, no. He's gotten witnesses to the gameplay magnificence.
Our equipment is not advanced enough for us to do that yet, okay?
Make to the cause, people.
Yeah, we should set up a donation page.
Huh?
Yes, we really should, shouldn't we?
Yeah.
So we can record.
What are you doing?
Let's help these poor guys out, right?
Sorry.
So,
she's
agreeing. That's my week.
Very interesting week.
Dag, what's your week so far?
Well.
Not a whole lot, actually. I've had little time for games. I've been busy working on a few different side projects.
Hold on, I have to hit this button on the keyboard. Oh.
I know.
Sadness in my chest.
Yes. Yeah, so.
Oh, man.
No, I haven't done much new. I mean, I guess Thursday night I played through some of South Park.
How was that, by the way?
It was actually pretty funny, the bits I got to enjoy, but I've only played for like 5 or 6 hours total.
Mm-hmm.
But
what are you really doing that game, though? Are you like just trying to get Kenny killed, not killed? I mean, what do you do?
You're there of truth. Did you watch the Black Friday episodes of South Park?
I know. I missed out.
I mean, they had this whole Game of Thrones tie-in, and they were doing their little, like, their adventure pretend time where, like, Cartman's the Grand Dragon or the Great Wizard or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, Stan and Kyle are playing as elves, and...
Is that the World of Warcraft?
No.
There's
not really, no.
Okay.
But they do, like, this whole Red Wedding scenario.
I don't know what those is.
Well, Game of Thrones reference. If you don't know what it is, I'm not going to spoil it. You need to watch that show or read the book.
Okay, Red Wedding. I hope that's not like Red... Never mind.
Yeah, let's...
Mm-hmm.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. And
Don't take it there.
Pulling it back?
So while the kids are involved in the console war between the PlayStation 4 and the Xbox 360 in the
show. Go PlayStation 4.
And so...
Well, yes.
The humans are on the side of the 360, or excuse me, the Xbox One.
Oh, God.
And the elves or whatever are on the side of the PlayStation 4.
Elves
and they're planning so much war and betrayal, destruction, death. And Bill Gates and like comes back from retirement and whoever the head of Sony is and like
something amok among them.
Anyways, it's a big ridiculous scenario, and the culmination is we don't even need video games. We can have a lot of fun with just this stick, and that stick is the stick of truth that you're getting in the game.
What?
Yeah, I know. It's a goofy premise, but it's an amazing tie-in. I just wish the game came out when it was supposed to, because now it doesn't make any sense.
At all.
Hmm. Thanks, delays.
Yeah.
Good going, Obsidian.
Got to, man, that good going gaming industry as a whole.
Yeah.
It's all in the timing. Ugh.
But the game is actually rather amazing. It's like a long-form role-playing game like you would imagine any of the older Final Fantasies or whatever.
Oh.
But it's set in the South Park universe with all the South Park characters. You play a new kid.
Almost all the South Park characters. I know one that's definitely going to be missing.
Well, Chef hasn't existed for, like, years. So
I don't care.
You kind of missed the boat.
I'm just saying, not all of them.
You never forgave Isaac Hayes' death, did you?
No!
Isaac Hayes died?
Yeah. You didn't know about this?
Yeah.
I thought he left the show because they tried to draw Muhammad.
No. He left the show because of, I'm afraid to even say it because they might try and sue... Well, screw it. Scientologists.
Was it Scientology or was it the Muslim BS?
Scientologist.
Scientology rules everything.
Because Isaac Hayes was a Scientologist.
The Scientology episode's still funny, and it's still relevant, as it turns out. If you end up in Stan's house and try to open his closet, Tom Cruise is still in there saying, I'm never coming out.
What?
Really only relevant if you watch the show.
That's relevant if you don't watch the show. Scientology is how crazy Tom Cruise is.
Oh, man.
It's really quite goofy. But the game is surprisingly deep.
Deep.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Explain.
That's my saying.
So the combat system you would expect, since it's turn-based and a lot of people don't like those.
Yeah, hate it.
The explanation for it is actually really amusing.
Oh, God.
So when you're being introduced to the combat system, you're the new kid who Cartman has dubbed as douchebag. So basically for the rest of the game, it's like, hey, douchebag, come here. No matter what name you put in, they're like,
that's a
proposal. Shows in the name douchebag. Are you sure you want to keep the name douchebag? And it doesn't matter what you select, because they just call you douchebag. You can't change it. Anyway, you get into the combat area. Like, Cartman's backyard is set up as Koopa Keep or whatever.
Okay.
It's the kingdom of Koopa Keep, and he is the grand wizard of the KKK.
What?
Yeah. And so he sets you up with whatever class you pick. You can be like a warrior, a thief, a mage, or a Jew.
That's natural class.
Which one did you choose?
I chose fighter. I chose warrior.
Really? You didn't want to go Jewish?
Wait.
Pause. Play the disclaimer first. Continue.
Huh?
Oh, that's a false disclaimer. Continue.
Jeez.
Total jokes, guys. I'm sorry. This isn't real.
Joke, man. Come on.
I would never find him. Just...
Go ahead. Where was I?
Talk about the fighter.
You picked a fighter. Yeah.
Right. I didn't pick the Jew, and primarily that was because I wanted Cartman's approval. How it happens is when you highlight the different classes, he gives you a little blurb about the class.
Oh, God.
When you highlight the Jew, he says, ah, the Jew. Well, I guess you and I will never really be friends. And it's like, that's... I mean, like, I wanted to pick it, but I couldn't for my first playthrough.
Wow, I don't even know what to say about this.
So you get a weapon, and he's sitting on the throne, like, he wants to be amused, so he sets you up against Craig, and so you get to learn how to fight against Craig, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, Craig says, I'm going to kick your ass, and Cartman's like, no, Craig, you have to wait your turn. What's that BS? And Cartman's like, no, God damn it, it's like the olden times, it's how they did it back then. And I mean, the game is just full of these ridiculous references to how things were, how things are, and how things may become.
Oh, wow.
And they do it in a entirely funny fashion, because it's freaking South Park. Like, they did it right. The delays were worth it.
Okay.
The game looks like you're playing an extended episode of the show.
Huh.
It's brilliant. Brilliant! But the combat system's remarkably deep, because even though it's turn-based, you have, like, timing-based blocks, your attacks are all accomplished in a different manner. All of your different class abilities have different ways to activate them and to perfect them and all that. And then there's the whole gear and stats and loot whoring that so many role-playing game fans are fans of.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. I was trying.
Deer's talking.
Yeah, I was trying to not let that one out.
Mm-mm. Deer will be beer.
Yeah, I suppose I'll just let it rip.
Oh.
No, that was a smart fart. That's better.
What?
Damn.
There was no fart involved, but
I know that's why it was a smart fart.
Oh.
Think about it, gentlemen. Think about it.
Wow, it's clever girl.
Letting the gas out before it starts to hurt, huh?
There we go, and it's coming from the upper part closest to your head, too, near your brain. Okay,
right.
Anyway, continue.
Cuteness will only get you so far in life, remember that.
I dare say she's more successful than either of us are.
Seriously,
yes?
Like, actually, why don't we go ahead and use that as a bit of a segue right now? Stephanie, why don't you tell us some of the stuff you've been involved with?
Okay, well, let's see. So I am an actress. I have, you know, obviously I do, you know, shorts and some indie stuff, but I've also done, related to the video gaming world, I used to work over at Technicolor as their voiceover session assistant, so I had an opportunity to be around a lot of big-time voiceover artists. Our last project, actually, was the new Final Fantasy. So that was pretty cool. I had an opportunity to play a couple of various characters. I got to be a tourist. So if you guys
did you say a tourist?
Tourist. I also got to be a little boy. So if you come in contact with a little boy that you are, getting information from, I will be a little boy, and I will be a little girl on there as well. So I can't possibly tell you which number I am going to be, but it was definitely one of those.
Do the voice.
Okay, let's see. So if I was one of the little girls, I was probably something along these lines. Let's see. Lightning? Okay, so that was probably Lightning. Talking to Lightning, and then there was the little boy would be something along the lines of
oh God, say something atrocious. Please.
My mom doesn't really like waking me up in the morning because, well, you know, sometimes I've got morning wood.
Wow. Nicely played.
Wow. Thank you. I can die happy.
Okay. Yeah, so...
Tilted. Oh, God, reboot the system. I'm getting a Windows error message in my brain. What the hell is 409.75? See, it's that kind of shit that's going to get you hired. Fired.
That's too funny, yeah. I do that stuff. I do dabble into comedy, too. I do some stand-up around L.A. And modeling, but that's not really my forte because I think it's more fun to just, like, you know, make funny faces at the camera than look serious, but, you know.
This was awesome.
Yeah. I think she pretty much did, in fact, point out, or she did just basically point out she is far more successful than either of us.
So
she's hot.
How many times do you throw the duck face out at the camera?
I seriously hate the duck face.
What?
I really hate the duck face.
Thank you.
I have a best friend that when we started taking photos, I just naturally did that face, you know, because you just assume that's the sexy face. Which is not true. Okay?
No.
It's all Angelina Jolie's fault, okay?
Yeah.
Like, legit, I did it, and she called it out a couple times, and I looked at myself, and I was like, wow, I look like an absolute idiot, you know?
I don't have enough random BS injected into my face to make that right.
That's all natural. Same with Jessica Biel. Jessica Biel's, like, well, she probably got that all naturally from sucking on pool balls her whole life.
Oh,
who knows?
Oh, yeah.
Joe probably has Michael Jackson's nose stuffed in her lips.
Ooh.
Ouch.
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 Snap.
Yeah. Wait, what are we allowed to say on this show?
Whatever you like.
I'm kidding. I'll be careful.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. Yeah. But, yeah, no. So that's what I do, you know. And it's such a treat then to be able to be on this show with you guys because I obviously love gaming, and it's unfortunate that I haven't been over at Technicolor in a while. And so I miss it, you know, and I think it's a really cool thing that you guys do. So.
Yeah.
Start a Star Trek Online account.
Oh.
Oh, God, here we go.
You must play it.
Here we go.
Yes.
Well, I get my Game Informer, so I'm still a part of all that, you know, and I have my games coming in every so often to make some stops over at GameStop, so, you know. I try my best. It's on my keychain, you know. I've got my little keychain one just in case I forget the card, so.
Nice.
Try my best.
Fair enough.
Anyway. Mm-hmm.
Come kill Borg with us.
But, yeah, so, I mean, that's the gist of it, you know. I'm trying to think. So as far as gaming side goes of it all, I am a huge, absolute huge fan of Tomb Raider.
Of course.
I honestly, like, I try to live my life like Lara Croft as much as I can.
Oh, in that case, next time you're going to break into an ancient tomb or something, hook me up. Let me know. I'll come.
Dude, I'm serious. I made a trip out to Cambodia where they shot the movie for the Jungle Temple that was part of that, you know, the whole game, and they kind of, like, created it based around that. And it was amazing because you're allowed to go all over the place. You can touch anything you want. It was raining. There was monkeys swinging around. I mean, I was in full-fledged, like, Tomb Raider mode, just being in there.
Wearing the outfit.
Amazing. What?
Were you wearing the outfit?
To an extent. To an extent, I still had some sort of, like, sneaker thing going on, but I always wear the braid, you know? So I had the braid going, you know? I had, like, I had a camelback, you know? But that's fine, you know? Minus I couldn't carry around guns, which totally makes sense, you know?
Damn it.
I definitely had a fixed blade on me, though. I did have that, you know? So a few things, you know? But it's definitely, I mean, that is my absolute obsession when it comes to games. I'm about 3/4 of the way through the PS3 version, because I haven't made the switch over to PS4 yet. So, but it's been awesome. I love it. Like, seriously, absolutely love it. I mean, what was that?
Sounds like we got ourselves.
What was that?
We had some distortion in your voice. I was like, she's a Cylon, get her.
We had ourselves a little bit of a
You sounded like a Cylon, right, like you were having an error message, like.
It's a little robotic.
That was actually my voiceover. I did that on purpose, guys. That was totally on purpose. That was voiceover right there. That's how good I am. I'm just saying.
Okay. With that, then, we're going to go ahead and take ourselves a quick little commercial break. And then immediately after that...
madness!
Yeah, we'll continue up with some more madness. So we'll go ahead and... we'll be right back, folks.
Hi, I'm Charles D. Watkins of HavanaWatches.com. HavanaWatches.com provides the highest quality for a great price. HavanaWatches.com offers a range of models, including chronographs, mechanical, silicone plastic, and in tungsten steel. HavanaWatches.com provides stylish features. Our top-to-bottom one-year warranty is one of the best in the industry. All of our models come to you in our custom-designed wooden gift boxes. We have both Swiss and internationally designed models. HavanaWatches.com has been creating high-quality watches since 2004. Our executive staff has over 18 years of watch experience. I myself was the past president of Whitnor Watches International. We are American owned and operated. Our goal is to provide you with a watch you are proud to wear. We want to be your preferred watch brand in the United States. See our styles at HavanaWatches.com. Find watches exclusively for you.
And we're back.
Most of us. Yeah, most of us.
Wait, do I still sound like a cyborg or something, or what's going on here?
Sounding better now. Like, I think you're coming in a little more clearer.
Okay, cool.
There's probably some sort of, like, internet hiccup.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be the first, and it's certainly not going to be the last.
You know how you know it's a live show? Well, you have technical difficulties. In stereo for the humor impaired.
Anyway. I think after that break, I'm kind of feeling like we should start getting a little on the informed side here. Dad, would you mind hitting us up with that jingle?
Yeah, sure. Let me just...
I like my news like I like my coffee in the butt.
Man, Don, can I just profess my love to you right now for sending that stuff in?
That's my wife, clone!
For the Robin Hood reference for the win. So, right, time for some news. Let me get situated over here and turn my back to these monkeys.
What?
You heard me.
I know where you live.
Yeah, probably. Publisher NCSoft and developer Carbine Studios announced a June 3rd worldwide release for WildStar, their upcoming sci-fi-themed MMO action-adventure title. They are accepting pre-orders this week at wildstar-online.com. Quoted from their site, players who pre-order get a head start, beta access, and a freaking rocket house.
What?
What?
Yeah.
Rocket house?
So you can check out more at their site or hit up YouTube and find the WildStar pre-order trailer where it shows you what a freaking rocket house looks like.
Wow.
That was kind of fun.
You got us both. Me and her up. What?
Jonathan Morin tweeted the minimum system requirements for the Windows edition of Watch Dogs. He notes that players who have gone beyond the minimum requirements will be in for a treat, saying, PC on very high setting is really stunning, if you ask me. As for density, it is also very high, of course. So here are the specs. Intel Core 2 Quad Q8400 or AMD 2X4 or above. So your processors kind of have to be pretty beefy.
You're going to want to have at least 6 gigs of RAM with 1 gig of video RAM with a video card capable of DirectX 11 Shader Model 5 and a DirectX 9 sound card. You will also need 25 gigs of available hard drive space. And if you haven't got all that, go get it, because Watch Dogs is going to be amazing.
I know!
Titanfall has been having issues since launch.
That's what you get for being an Xbox One exclusive, suckers.
Thanks, EA. A number of players have been encountering Error 503 while trying to play the PC edition of the game. However, they updated and called it resolved as of this morning at 5:45 a.m. Pacific time. They say Titanfall's earlier connectivity issues have now been resolved and you shouldn't have any problem getting into the game. Thanks for sticking with us during this downtime. Speaking of Titanfall, Respawn has explained to Eurogamer why the Windows installation takes up 48 gigs of disk space.
Sure.
Compared to the 17 gigs it takes on the Xbox One. Their explanation? This is rich, guys.
Oh, God.
35 gigs of the installation is uncompressed audio to help save CPU cycles on low-end systems. That sounds like yet another reason to upgrade your old crappy PC into a gaming god box or something.
I'm not a god box!
Respawn claims, we have audio we either download or install from the disk, then we uncompress it. We probably could have had audio decompress off the disk, but we were worried about the minimum spec and the fact that a two-core machine would dedicate a huge chunk of one of its cores just to decompressing audio. So the installation is almost all audio. Kind of ridiculous.
There's too many problems with that game. So, all right then. So they want to dish out patches to fix some stuff. Does that mean they actually want to fix the whole issue about the South American or not South American South African servers?
What?
I'm sorry?
Yeah. Basically, real quick.
I didn't hear your question. I was
basically asking with the patches that they wound up releasing. Does that mean that the South American African servers are running up again?
South Africans? Jeez, I didn't even check on that.
Yeah.
Who would have thought?
Yeah, seriously. One of the things they actually wound up announcing was that they had to shut down the South African servers for latency issues.
Okay, pause. I know me, Dig, maybe even Stefanini over there is wondering, how in the hell did you even find out about that?
To come up with that? I really was. I was like, this is totally political right now. Let's go.
I was like, where did you... What, would you just have to flip through a South African newspaper?
I have my sources.
Oh, you're not going to... No, you're
right.
Not going to hit you with the source thing.
So you know some random person in South Africa that bitched you. Is that it?
Maybe.
Yeah, okay. So moving on.
Oh, God.
Just a quick note. Star Trek Online is available for Mac OS X, so now you Apple users out there can play along with us, or something.
Or be shot in the face by me.
It seemed worth mentioning, considering how we run along tangents regarding this game sometimes. Pointing at that guy.
What?
That.
Star Wars versus Star Trek. What's your favorite?
Don't start the war, girl! Don't start the war!
Thread has announced a February 2015th as... Or, excuse me, 2015, lol. As the release date of The Witcher 3 Wild Hunt, the next installment in their RPG series. Yes, they were claiming they'd release it before the end of this year up until now, so this is a delay announcement. Yes, they have colorful language up on their website describing what they planned versus what they've accomplished. An excerpt of that is, we could have released the game towards the end of this year, as we had initially planned, yet we concluded that a few additional months will let us achieve the quality that will satisfy us, the quality gamers expect from us. Consequently, we have set the release of The Witcher 3 Wild Hunt for February 2015. What follows may be the sincerest-looking apology we've ever seen from a developer regarding delays, so you can check out their website and read that on your own. There's a video up at YouTube that lets us listen into the South by Southwest panel discussing Tales of the Borderlands, the upcoming Telltale take on Gearbox's first-person role-playing shooter. The conversation rambles on a bit and lasts a bit over 47 minutes, so it may not be for everyone. But they do present an action screenshot, they discuss how the game will be set after Borderlands 2 and all of its DLC, and surprisingly, or maybe not so much, the story presented will be canon. The first episode is due sometime this year. Recently, my girlfriend made me watch the Krieg trailer, like the Psycho release trailer. And that trailer is called A Meat Bicycle for Two.
Dude, we're just killing TKO over here.
Because the Psycho's kind of a crazy bastard.
He says such things as, I am the conductor of the poop train, right before he whacks someone's head off.
Wait, what?
Yeah, the psycho in Borderlands is crazy.
Yeah.
He is, well, called psycho, not...
He is a psycho.
Like, he's psychotic. Sadly, the character development in the trailer felt wasted. It didn't fit in with Borderlands as far as how the game is played, the interesting sort of stuff that you get to do in the game.
Dude, they gave you Claptrap Ninjas. What more do you want?
I want the game to be more like this amazing trailer called A Meat Bicycle for Two.
What is a meat bicycle?
We'll show it to you when the show's
yeah,
up.
Yeah, we'll show it to you.
I got some ideas, but I don't know if we can discuss those right now.
I want to see if Telltale uses this trailer or, you know, the Psycho concept, if they actually do it more like the release trailer for the Psycho. Because that's more like a game I would like to play. So that character's conflicted as...
So deep down inside, you want to release your inner Psycho.
Yes. Yes, I do.
Wow. Okay.
You want to ride on a meat bicycle and talk about poop, right?
That sounds like a bad dream.
At the top of my lungs. Ooh. Yes, ma'am. Bioware
really,
blog.
Really horrible Japanese or German porn.
Okay, moving on.
Moving on.
Moving on.
The BioWare blog is now offering a new trailer, giving you the opportunity to discover the Dragon Age in Dragon Age Inquisition, the upcoming continuation of the Dragon Age action RPG series. quoted from their site, or excuse me, from the blog, our new Discover the Dragon Age video highlights only some of the locations you can choose to visit during your adventure. Each area in the video has its own realistic ecosystem with predators, prey, factions, and opportunities to expand your Inquisition, explains producer Cameron Lee. He continues, the world's population is based on an emergent system that adjusts what you'll encounter based on how your actions tip the balance in the area. You'll see towns attacked by bandits, deer fleeing from wolves, giants feeding on bears, and countless other scenarios. So that is certainly something to check out if you're, you know, a fan of Dragon Age.
Yes.
That got me a little
Morgan, you're going down.
I'm quite excited about that game.
I got a little hype myself. Like, I wasn't really that big of a Dragon Age fan, but I thought... Yeah, I wasn't really that big of a fan.
Which...
I just wasn't. But to be honest, the new Inquisition honestly looks amazing.
No one ever expects the Spanish Inquisition.
I kind of hope I could do that. I want to do just that.
No one ever...
Well, you
want to
hunt down mages ruthlessly?
Why not?
Dude, mages are kind of cool.
Yeah, but guess what else is cool? The Victorian era. Which is essentially what one of the trailers, or what the trailer wound up showing, is like one of the factions had kind of a feel to it.
Sort of. It was more like in the architecture. Yeah, Renaissance, Victorian, like it does look like they're progressing time in Dragon Age. Like,
I appreciate that when games
does sort of look like they're at a new technological era.
Like, you know, if there's one thing to kind of praise Fable about, the one and only thing we could probably praise is the actual time progression with each game that they actually changed it.
But is that good or is that bad?
I kind of like it. Especially since we jumped from the Dark Ages over to the Renaissance and then the Age of Industry.
Please, the first character you started in Fable 1 jumped, like, 60 years in prison or whatever.
Yeah, I don't know. I have mixed emotions about that. Like, I don't know. The era of Dragon Age is fine how it was at. Because there was a lot more that they could have expanded upon without going, well, we need to go ahead and jump to a new era and screw that era up. It's like, do you understand?
Well, right, but I think it's just going to be more of a flavor thing.
Sure.
And it's not your flavor.
True. I mean, I'm going to go to cut someone in the face, and all of a sudden they whip out a freaking, you know, flintlock and shoot me in the face. It's like, aww. Sad.
What's the difference from whipping out a crossbow and shooting you in the face?
I can block that with a shield.
You can block a flintlock with a shield.
No,
the flintlock
can't.
May not even hit you. It might be 30 yards inaccurate. Like,
it could even just misfire.
No.
Yeah.
What the flintlock? Not matchlock. Flintlocks were pretty damn accurate.
If they fired.
Compared to
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, true.
Right. I mean, are they pretty true to that, though? Will they misfire at times?
That I have no idea. Like, the only information we really have about Inquisition so far is not a lot.
Huh.
Like, you've seen some of the settings and all of that, but...
Okay, here you go. You're the Chantry, and you're horribly oppressing mages, and you get sent to them, and you inquisit them like Spain did.
Oh, it's, I know of
they
that.
They expect you, just like they didn't expect Spain for some reason.
Well, why not? We were true conquerors.
Normally, you're going to see the Armada coming, though.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm on my second glass of wine.
Why are you apologizing?
That's where you're supposed to
drink
be.
Drink more.
Yes. Okay.
Well, let's give her a moment to have her another wine break. Go ahead, girl.
No, I'm good.
Okay.
Take it. You take it.
She decided to have a giggle. She decided to have a giggle break instead.
Jesus. I had a giggle break instead. I'm sorry. No, actually, you know what? I have not played this game yet, so I don't have much to say. I'm kind of intrigued by the idea of it going through all the different ages of, you know, kind of like you said, the Dark Ages, going into the Inquisition, all that stuff. That kind of intrigues me. I kind of like the whole history aspect of it. So I would
Civilization.
What was that?
Go play Civilization.
I do play Civilization.
Or Age of Empire, if you want that.
I want something with dragons.
I want me, a sword, a shield, my manliness, and a dragon that desperately needs its organs to become on its outside.
Someone's not compensating for something here.
I'm not. I want to kill dragons the old-fashioned way. If I want technology,
well, you know what,
go I'll
go your...
play Star Trek
hey,
or Star
you know
Wars.
What? Go take your ass to Monster Hunter and go stay there for a while.
What?
Monster Hunter.
I didn't play that either.
I was like, what?
Wow. The one person you would expect to have played Monster Hunter right here, just given that huge, epic build-up, never played Monster Hunter. For shame.
What?
Go to the shame corner.
No!
Shame corner.
That might be part of the comedy of our show, though.
Yeah, I guess so. Mm. Anyway, is there anything else in the news?
No, that's it.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, no. Sorry, back to you.
Yeah, jeez, man.
You know, we're going to form Clan Awesome. So in every MMO we play, we're going to form Clan Awesome.
I'm sure, that's probably taken in most.
Then we will form a guild and challenge them for the right of the name.
That's not how it works, but okay.
We'll do it like Klingons do it. My bad. No, we will necromonger this ish. You keep what you kill, son.
So anyway, I think we're getting to the point where we're kind of fine with opening up the phone lines a little bit. So,
yeah.
Deg, how exactly could our fans maybe get a hold of us by chance?
So, they can ring us up with their old-fashioned rotary telephones with 914-338-1303. I suppose your new fandangled cellular phone's going to do it, too, though.
Unless you're in the times of the Inquisition, then you find your ways.
Right.
Yeah.
You will be inquisited.
You can also attempt to hit us up at Skype at Good Game Guys, the number one. That's Good Game Guys 1.
We are number one.
Right.
What does it take to
and
be
number one? And I think that's really it.
Pretty much.
We don't have any other live contact methods or nothing.
Nope. So anyway, that's basically how you can get a hold of us. And by all means, chime in, give us your thoughts. What do you think about some of the stuff we said so far?
Right.
Or previously. If you got something that you object about that we said on a previous show, hey, we want to hear it.
Just, well, so yeah, sort of. I mean, if you're going to come in and use something that we did stupid a month ago and you're going to come in and bring that as a weapon, just don't.
Well, sure. Like, don't bring it up as a weapon. Just ask about it.
Yeah.
Remember that time you did this? God.
That one
no,
time
I don't remember.
We were probably drunk.
What did we do?
Oh, I'm sorry, Stephanie. You probably get that excuse a lot, you know, so we'll take that away.
I was drunk. I'm sorry. I don't remember. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
She got it.
Well, it's always critical to not accept that.
So...
No.
Well, we go ahead and wait for some callers to come on in. But going to go ahead and move on over to the usual stuff that we have after the news. And basically, this week, I feel a little depressed with some of the side news that Deg hasn't brought up, to be honest.
Oh?
Yeah. So I'm going to go ahead and start this off with an issue, actually, where... okay, I'm going to go ahead and ask right now. Who here previously has played Parappa the Rappa?
I did not play that game.
Dude, me and Onion Homie were the shiz. We were tight.
How would you feel if I told you the voice actor for Parappa the Rapper was a dick?
Okay.
I mean, I'm not surprised.
That would kind of disturb me.
I don't know. I've been around the voice actors. I mean, I know there's a lot of really cool ones, and there's some that are not so nice.
Thank you very much.
I'm pretty sure that applies, basically.
Don't be cool now.
The reason why I just bring that up is apparently there's been a bit of a situation going on with the Parappa the Rapper fan base. I suppose you could say, like, maybe the fan base. Like, basically what wound up happening, like, there were these college students that were trying to get, like, some sort of flash animation done for some class project, I believe, if
okay.
I recall correctly. Like, something like that.
I don't know.
It said on the page they were trying to set something up for Newgrounds.
Okay.
There's
okay.
only so much you could assume.
Sure.
And they thought, oh, hey, it'd be cool if we can get the original voice actor. Oh, God, what was his name again?
Dread Fox. Yeah.
So Bonholio, gotcha.
Basically. It's not his real name.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Probably not.
No. Bonholio was, though.
But, yeah, but they contacted Dread Fox, and Dread Fox essentially said, oh, yeah, sure, if you guys, like, you know, pay the fees and stuff, which, you know, kind of makes sense.
Yeah, but sure, nobody wants to work for free.
Yeah. Especially when you got, like, a professional voice actor and such along the lines, too.
Right.
Mm.
I see where you went with that, by the way.
You did see what I did there.
I saw nothing.
Oh, man. So, basically, yeah, with that said is that, I believe his original charge he wanted to do was, like, about $100.
Right.
Okay.
So,
which is kind of much for just being asked for, like, 10 lines of material.
Pretty much.
I mean, the job they were asking this guy to do was going to take maybe 5 minutes. Maybe.
I mean, okay, I'm going to keep my mouth shut.
Well, no, Stephanie, you've got experience. How long does 10 lines take for a fan project?
I mean, it won't take that long. It really won't. But it just really depends on, like, price-wise. Like, I know for certain games, I mean, I'm not allowed to talk about how much people make, but...
Oh, that's fine.
They definitely charge more, even just for, like, an hour, you know? So for 10 lines, I mean, depending on how exact they want to get with it, you know, and whether there's any direction or not even there, you know? I mean, $100 isn't bad.
They were asking him to talk into his cell phone and, like, record it on a mic app or whatever.
Oh, wow.
So it wasn't in, like, a studio or anything?
No. It was a fan project.
Oh, so it was strictly... I see what you're saying. Yeah, no, I mean, yeah, whatever. The guy should have just been doing it as kind of like, hey, you guys do this for y'all, you know? Yeah, no, that's bullshit.
Thank you!
Yeah. No, never mind. That's bullshit.
She's like, he charged these kids $100.
Yeah, and initially, like, the kids decided to go with it, right? And what was it? I think they managed to round up, like, $30 each and just kind of had, like, a bit of a pool of about 60, I think around 90 or something like that.
They had 60, and then they came up with an additional 40 somewhere.
Yeah, somewhere along those lines. And basically, Dredd was all like, okay, cool, but, you know, oh, I'm having difficulties with PayPal right now. I think you need to send it back to me, and... Yeah, it was something along those lines. PayPal's at fault here, folks.
Why are they not?
True, but how many times does that excuse?
It's becoming a crutch, is what
yeah.
he's saying.
Yeah.
And then eventually it was something along the lines of, oh, well, my agent found out. Now I have to raise up the fees to pay, like, my agent or something like that.
Oh, that's what happened. They had agreed on the 60, and then he told his agent about it, and the agent, like, demanded... It's not that the agent
okay.
found out, it's that he told him about it.
Question.
The agent's like, no, you got to check him 100.
I have a question. What has this guy done since the 90s?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah.
What?
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, is this guy even, like, a SAG actor? Is he under any, like, strict agreements or anything? Or is this totally, like, a non-union voice actor?
I don't know. Does SAG actually extend to the video game market?
Yes, it does.
Oh.
So, I mean, I'm curious there, because if he's just non-union voice actor at that point, then, I mean, he's just full of crap, you know? And if it was going to be such an issue, then he should have just done it kind of like as a pro bono type of thing, you know?
The whole gist of the story is that he is full of crap.
He's full of shit.
That's why Dr. Kappen opened up with, I miss Parappa the Rapper, but the voice actor's kind of a dick.
Wait, actually, like, you're right, because we had the Ranger on our show with no issues or whatnot. It was like, hey, call in. He was like, whatever, he called in, whatever.
Right.
Yeah, so that is a big load of crap.
Not at that point yet.
We're not there yet.
I know. Why do they have to wait? I try to matrix out of the way and dodge it all.
By
slow
way,
motion.
Give me some sort of hand signal when we are there, okay?
Yeah. I'll just do this.
All
the audience
right.
doesn't see it, but I'll do this.
Yes, Stephanie, we're going to do this. Okay?
Right.
You got that? You got that gesture? This?
Yeah, sure, guys. Got it.
All right, cool.
Okay, so, yeah, essentially, like, the agent found out and told him, like, oh, you got to, like, you know, raise up the price and stuff. And from there, what wound up happening is they go ahead and pay the additional fee. And this guy, like, hasn't done anything for them at all. Like, this actually took place around back in 2012, if I recall?
2011.
Oh. Yeah. So, time has passed, folks.
Yeah.
Hooray for the Trapper.
Oh, wait, was it? No, I think it was, like, all the stamps on the images were 2011.
I think so. We'll fact-check it a little bit later on, folks, but we'll run off what we're recalling. Because for the most part, it's still true.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And what wound up happening is, like...
The numbers might be wrong, but the gist of the story is
exactly. The assholery still is there.
It's still there.
And basically, like, the guy, after he got, like, his money, and, you know, after the PayPal issue... They said, all right, yeah, I'll go ahead and, like, send you something. And these kids had, like, I suppose they had, like, a class assignment related to this flash.
Yeah,
well,
he said, I'll get it to you by this weekend.
Oh.
Didn't happen.
Oh, yeah, I'll get it to you by the weekend 4 years from now.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
No freaking way.
Mm-hmm.
They already freaking graduated.
So,
yeah.
Wait, so does he ever actually send it to them, ever?
No.
No, actually, it was...
He missed the deadline.
It was even, like, he tried to do, like, some negotiation afterward, trying to say, like, oh, well, I'll, you know, I'm sorry I missed the deadline, I'll help you guys out with some different voice work. Well, it didn't really matter at that point, because, you know, the kids are going, like, you know what, no, we want our money back. And, you know, for some strange reason, Dredd doesn't want to give $100 back.
Well, it's because his iPhone or his iPad got stolen in New York. You know, his brand new $450 iPad that he bought right after they sent him $100, and he paid for donations on the website.
No, you know what? I'm blaming
donations again after the iPad got stolen. He's claiming that he had shit go on in his life, and he has an 11-year-old daughter to raise, and that timing just isn't right. And he's done everything in the book apologize.
Actually, he's even gone on the fence to start attacking these kids after they, like, exposed him.
What?
Yeah.
The douchebaggery knows no bounds.
No, goddamn.
Wow, that kind of hurts my soul.
It really does hurt the soul.
Well, I mean, I'm pretty sure he has no work, and now nobody wants to work with him, period. And he has no fan base. So there's really, I mean, he just screwed himself over.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
You think?
Pretty much, man.
I'm going to go home and burn my pirated copy of Parappa to Rappa.
The guy still refers to himself as Parappa on his Facebook.
Oh, I kind of really want to look him up and leave him a tiny message.
Like,
wait, get him, girl.
He's recording an album, and he'll get with y'all later.
Unleash that Latin and Spanish rage all over his face.
I'm going to be all up on that.
Get him, girl.
Get him, girl. Bring in the turtles.
That joke didn't work before. It's not going to work again.
I'm going to milk it, dude.
Jeffagini, you may begin your landings now.
Oh, man. But, yeah, I mean, just where does a person really get off to do something like that, especially to fans of all people?
Now, what in his brain makes him think that would not, like, this is going to go well. I'm going to screw these kids over. That's going to go well.
Right.
I'm going to act like a douche about it.
Right.
Even if he really, really needed money, he'd be like, I'm sorry.
What?
Stuff came up. He could have apologized and not seemed like a douche. Could have seemed like
he could have given their money back.
No, even if he literally, like, say he spent it on bills or even his kid or whatever, he could have at least went, I don't have it. I'm on hard times, whatever, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But no, he just decided to go and be Douche Bigelow.
What exactly do you need $100 for, though?
If he hasn't done anything since the 90s, I could kind of understand.
Sure, but how do you make that last 4 years?
Right. Like, how do you not gather that money and pay it back to these college
kids.
Students who are, like 19-year-old college kids that just wanted your help, thinking that it would be amazing to have the original voice actor playing his part in this fan project that they were making for class?
And the good publicity he would have gotten instead of the negative.
Right. pretty much.
So are you guys, like, all down to, like, start, like, a movement? Because I know it says, you know, I was just looking him up. So it says that he's got a whole fan base on Facebook, right?
Yeah.
More like a hate base.
Like, what if, like a boycott? And all of those friends and all of that popularity just went down. Think about this movement, guys. I'm just saying.
I think we have to start a
movement.
We
will battle him.
Let's be real.
I'm not sure we got enough fans to start out.
Like believers. Who was it that was talking about? You went up to the guy and you drove in and you became that commander and you told him exactly what to do.
Dr. Captain. Or should we call him Ensign Intern?
Oh.
I'm going to kick your ass.
My bad. Intern Ensign.
I feel the motivation
That's it.
Right now.
Intern Ensign.
I feel the motivation right now.
I'm pushing those buttons until you get there.
You see him like banging on the keyboard.
Buttons pushed. You know what? Fans out there, let's start rallying up. Let's go after this asshole.
That's right, Dreadfox.
We're coming for you. All right, you gamers out there, acting a fool. We got to bring the world to Parappa Rappa, the old school.
Dude, I think we need
That's
to
That's the whole load of ass.
Thank you again, Don. Oh, man. Dude, I think we need to have ourselves a rap battle between Parappa and TKO.
We don't. We really don't.
No, I'll win.
Now.
Oh, my gosh. I want to see this.
Hey, call in, son. Call in, Parappa.
Oh, my.
I'm right here waiting for you, son. But bring it.
Oh, my.
Okay. Let's hear one thing. Go. Go after him right now.
Oh, nah. Why?
No. That fool's gonna call in and we gonna do battle like Wild West style. We gonna take 15 paces. We gonna turn and fire.
Don't think he's gonna call in.
Of course not. You know why? Cause he's a.
I don't know. To be honest with you.
My.
To be honest with you.
He ain't no rapper.
Now hold up. To be honest, nobody thought he would start attacking those kids after they decided to bring up the proof. But
oh,
hey.
I suppose that's fair.
Yeah. So hey, who knows? Maybe we'll.
And if you don't know, now you know.
There it is. I think you stole that, but okay.
Now I can have it back.
Oh, man.
Wait, if I stole that, would that be grave robbing?
Oh, whoa.
Oh. I don't know.
Biggie Smalls?
Oh.
And if you don't know, then you know.
Sorry, dude, I'm white.
Oh, okay.
Well,
fair enough.
I don't even know if I want to get into the other thing that's kind of...
We already closed it off.
Pretty much, yeah. We'll save that one up for another day because this is another.
Want you, Parappa? I want you.
Yeah, let's fight one battle at a time. Parappa, we're after you. I'm only just gonna say the first name, Anita. You're next.
Wow.
Well, I guess we got something going on for the next show.
Pretty much.
Parents Lee. All
right.
So there's our brief little hinter right there for those that are. Familiar on the first name basis. I'm only just going to say it now.
For the people, of the people, by the people.
Aw, Don just messaged us.
We love you, Don!
We do love you. You're awesome.
Yeah, we do.
I'm surprised you didn't get us in trouble!
Yeah. What the fuck?
All right. With that said, I want to get out
so confused.
I want to get out of this depressing news right now about Parappa.
Yeah.
But let's start
Puff
talking.
Puff Rappa.
Sorry guys, I'm kidding. I'm following him.
Yo, I'm a pitbull. I got him. I got him by the calf, and I'm gonna shake and shake. Stephanie, me and you, we're gonna start the war on Parappa.
I am down. I'm so down.
Drugs, war on terror, war on Parappa. You know,
I'm going to get all these people to friend him, and then I'm going to get them to deny him.
I'm going to
be an emotional roller coaster.
Well, I'm going to friend him, then I'm going to unfriend him.
Exactly.
No, we're getting you good now.
Then I'm going to post a picture of me blowing the brains out of a stuffed Parappa doll.
Oh, now we went far.
All cats. That'll get him real good.
And I'm going to, like, get, like, a marker and put a swastika on his shoulder as I'm shooting him in the head.
Yes, and you know what? Cartman would probably have approved.
No, he'd approve. I put a Star of David on his arm, then shot him in the head. Then Cartman would approve.
Yeah, that's
all terrible.
Gassed him. Yeah, or gassed him. Or baked him.
Oh.
Did we just go there?
You went there.
We went there. We came back with souvenirs and t-shirts. And a pet
the wall. Oh, God.
Oh, man.
And some stolen art.
Oh, Lord.
Some gold teeth.
Oh, no. Oh, God.
Damn, I need to brighten myself up now after that one.
I just got dark.
I should not be part of this.
Yeah. Dude, let's bring some light into the conversation. Jesus.
There's already two. Like, there's two of you and one of me. Wait, no. Her. She's on the brown side. Ha, we're even.
What?
She doesn't even want to be involved in any of the shenanigans.
I am, like, lost right now.
Hey, two white guys and a black guy, and you are brown, so it's two brown versus two white. So now the force has been balanced.
I look too white, though. I look white, but I'm Latin. I don't know. I'm confused. I don't know. Okay.
Look at this. We got another whitey here.
No! Jeez!
You just got to picture me as Laura Croft. That's like my look.
No.
Well, no.
We're going to wait till summer. Throw her ass on a beach towel in the beach for a couple of days, and
okay.
It'll be even.
I'm being flown out to Miami next week, so yes, I might get there.
So when you come back, you'll be a nice butterball golden brown, and it'll be even.
There we go. Anyways, enough about me. Back to this Parappa guy.
No, I think we're done with Parappa now. I think we're done.
We're done wasting our time with this man who's got 13,820 people that like his topic.
Okay, my big toe is getting kind of sore from kicking this horse.
Seriously, I think we need to move on. So.
Yeah, I think we're done with him.
Let's turn a horse into glue instead.
Let's do it.
Oh, yes, totally. So, yeah.
Horse jerky for everyone.
Jesus.
Nice.
For the vegan topic, no.
I kind of want to get a pet horse just so I can name it Tesco.
I'll name my Wilbur. No, Ed.
Oh, Ed the horse.
Hello, Wilbur.
I'm just shaking silence now.
At least, did you get it? Tell me.
Yeah.
I got it.
All right.
Face. Palm.
I need to brighten myself up now with some hype.
No, with some beer.
Well, beer and hype, dude.
Oh, well, okay, bring up some hype.
So, recently I actually discovered a game that came out, another indie game.
Okay. Oh, God.
Oh, is this Pixel Pirates?
Yeah! What the hell is that?
Man, okay, so... I wish I had, like, a better time to discover the full truth of what Pixel Pirates is, but it's essentially another 2D kind of a game. It's a bit of a sandbox as well in early access, where you're straight up piracy, man.
Sweet.
You get to build your own ship, your own crew.
Oh, wait, you know what? Screw the ship, screw the crew, screw the cannons. Do I get my own jar of dirt?
Wait, you're what?
What a jar of dirt.
I don't know if a jar of dirt is in the game.
You know,
I'd like to see the
creator of the game actually listening to our show right now. Why don't you bring up a jar of dirt for TKO?
That needs to be a special, super awesome item that keeps Davy Jones from kicking your ass. I want jar of dirt.
Mud. Do you rub this into, like, with water and turn it into mud and it just stops him from kicking your ass? Or how does this work?
No, you hold it on your ship and dance around with it and he stares at you in confusion.
I've got a jar of dirt.
Yes. You dance around with it and your crew members and the others, and Davy Jones and his crew look at you like you're stupid and it delays him from killing you.
I think that...
But
like a debuff for Davy Jones when he comes after you.
Distraction.
Yes.
Pretty much.
You temporarily go off of his lookout, loses you for a second.
Right. So that's one of the things I'm hyped up about right now is...
The jar of dirt?
Yes, the jar of dirt.
I mean, sweet.
I'm totally hyped up for a jar of dirt.
I want that jar of dirt.
I want.
Oh, man. That's definitely one of the games I'm hyped up for. And right now it's on sale because it was nominated for... What was it again? I wish I had enough time to gather up more information. But there was a nomination going on at the British Indie Awards or something like that. I'll have to look that one up again. Post that information on our Facebook page for clarification.
Okay.
But, yeah,
like
right...
Like BAFTA or something?
Something like that. But, yeah, basically,
Iraqi
it's...
Party?
No, it's the British Academy of Film and Television Awards.
Holy crap, say that 10 times fast.
British... God, no.
We've had him, people.
Anyway, but, yeah, right now it's on sale up until St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, for $10.04. You got the money? Go get it.
Like, $10?
It looks that damn
promising. You know how much beer I can buy?
Wait, so 4 cents.
$10.
Used about that 4 cents too.
Oh, you
know what?
Because it's a percentage off of like $14.99 or something.
Mm.
Okay.
Oh.
That's like with like some sort of tax, I guess.
Uncle freaking Sam.
I don't know. Is there actually a tax issue with purchasing stuff off Steam?
I'm not. I don't know.
I've never experienced it myself.
I haven't paid much attention if they have been taxing me or not. Honestly,
yeah, I've never noticed a tax myself.
Hmm.
Hmm.
Callers, maybe you should inform us.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Yeah, we're waiting on people to call in. Like, we extended our time for callers and all of that beautiful stuff.
Which we should not have done.
Now we're sitting here with nothing to talk about. Gee.
Seriously.
Whose bright idea was that? I think it was the intern ensign. No, not even ensign. The intern petty officer.
To be fair.
Intern private?
Intern, yes. That's not even a naval rank, dude. That's how far you got to mud.
I'm staring at his ass right now. I'm just like...
You're staring at his ass?
Yes.
How does that make you feel?
How does that make you feel? That makes me feel bad
for obvious reasons.
You want to know?
Callers, how does that make you feel?
You want to know how that makes me feel? It makes me feel like a true Navy man.
Oh, no. I'm going to kill... I'm going to kill you with a bottle cap.
Oh, man. Someone just got hit with any port in a storm.
Only... What? No!
Okay. It was super effective.
Hold up. It was ineffective, because I did the truth. Okay, when I was in the Navy, I got hit with the most mentally devastating information I'd ever heard.
Oh, so wait a second. You know about the truth between the relationship between the Navy and the Marines?
Dude, 75% of those who were considered sexually confused were Marines, not us.
Hold on a second.
Yeah, that freaked me out. I was like, what?
Remember, we had to talk about first loves. Mine was a Marine, so now I'm a little bit confused.
Yeah. No, my dad.
He was really confused.
My dad is a Marine, retired Marine, okay?
Are you saying that he's confused?
You know, the whole joke with the Navy, actually, it was the Marines that are into other Marines that are dudes, and it was the Navy going after all the world's women popular. I was like, what? I was shocked. My brain exploded.
Strangest feeling. We're going to spark a war between our branches.
I've got nothing but respect for our soldiers,
mm-hmm.
but I still think some of the acronyms you can find online are amusing as hell.
Never again volunteer yourself.
Like if you...
That is what I joined.
My ass rides in Navy equipment.
My dad isn't most people think of a Marine as a hardcore, you know, stick up their bum person, right? No. My dad,
for the most part, just disciplined, usually. Otherwise, they suck.
Yeah, but, okay, my dad, the only way I can describe my dad to people who have never met him would be like, Bill Cosby joined the Marine Corps.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Hilarious.
Oh,
sir, no. No.
Every time he's, like, going out to shoot, like, every time he goes out to shoot the enemy, zip, zap, zoom, zip.
Okay, yes, and then you have his friend with the grenade, with the rocket launcher. Hey, 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 we're going to die today.
Oh, my God. Ben Albert Brigade.
Oh, my God. I'm not... We need to see this as, like, a movie.
What, Bill Cosby and Fat Albert in Desert Storm?
Yes!
I would love to see it.
You got to stop being so confined to your women. If they want to wear the push-up balls and the miniskirts, you need to let them do that. Yeah. So I can come over and say, hey, hey, hey!
Wow.
Hollywood, we gave you an idea.
Exactly.
How many ideas does Hollywood have? I mean, I'm sure
they're lacking.
They've got, like, crap tons. They're just making the wrong choices, I think.
Crap tons? Yeah, right. Come on. Let's redo RoboCop. Let's redo Judge Dredd. Let's redo Spider-Man. Let's redo... Seriously?
To be fair, those redos were kind of good.
Well, in a bit...
Some of them, not
Spider-Man. Wait, what? Say that again?
Spider-Man. Let's not say Spider-Man was a good redo.
Really? I don't agree with redos, period. Right now, you should be able to create new characters, new stories. But no.
Right, tell
redo.
Us something new. Like, give us something new.
Create a character right now, on the spot, just in a very second.
Please don't make it Pacific Rim.
Oh, and not to mention, hey, let's redo Star Trek, let's make shields no longer work, and let's blow up Vulcan.
Yeah.
The only thing I can say that's good that came out of Star Trek was Scotty.
Yeah,
the
Simon
new one?
Pegg was awesome.
Scotty's awesome.
Simon Pegg's always awesome.
Exactly. He's just awesome, amazing in anything he's in.
I don't think I've ever seen anything where I didn't like Simon Pegg.
Yeah. When they chose him for Scotty, at first I was like...
Hey, I was concerned. Oh. I was really concerned. I'm like, can he really...
Apparently, yes.
Yes, he can.
Yeah, yeah.
That's sort of the same concern I've got with Ben Affleck as Batman.
Oh, no. That's as bad as Clooney as Batman.
Well, sure.
No.
Sure. I wonder if Ben Affleck's going to get the nipple suit back.
Oh, my God.
Like, that was a good suit.
Like,
no, Ben Affleck. No, he is not Bruce Wayne. I'm sorry. Ben Affleck is not the Bruce.
I don't know.
No,
there's only one actor right now that I'm thinking who could pull off the Bruce. It's that actor from Being Human, the one that played Starkiller in the movies. I mean, in the video games. I think he could pull off a good Bruce Wayne.
Young
Bruce, not old Bruce.
So, I think I can't remember his name. Ben Affleck, because you know Matt Damon's gonna follow him.
He can't even act.
Matt Damon's Robin.
Ben Affleck can't even act.
Excuse me.
Hey,
did you?
He's gotten much better. He's gotten much better, guys.
See Argo.
No.
Then shut up.
Ben Affleck, I was like, I'm dead. I wrote him off.
Well, he got better once he became a director.
Oh. Okay. So
he got better once he made the decisions of who was going to be writing for him.
I mean...
Fine. I'll check it out. Is it on Netflix? I'll check it out when I get home.
It might be.
Yeah, after I kill a few million Borg. Stephanie, you will join me. I want your character done.
I'm
like 30 minutes after the show's done.
I don't know, but I'm hopeful.
I'm giving him a shot.
I haven't lost hope.
On who?
Ben Affleck. Give him a shot.
Fine.
And I hope that that rumor stays a rumor where Justin Bieber was going to be Robin.
What?
What?
It was a rumor that was flying around.
That's
for
a terrible rumor.
That is not.
That's not even funny.
That is worse than blasphemy right now.
That's a terrible rumor. We're trying to give Justin Bieber back to Canada.
Could you imagine though if Justin Bieber was Robin, his ass would be beaten so badly.
They don't want him back.
I don't think he'd even make it on set.
Robin just for
it again.
Holy popcorn!
I don't think he'd even make it to set.
Oh.
I'm sorry. Oh. What did you say again, Stephanie?
I said I don't even think he'd make it to set, so we have nothing to worry about there.
Yeah, that's true there.
Banelings, whoa.
Okay.
Wow. You're not invoking the right of Bieber.
I'm not.
We are invoking the right to cut that off because it involved too much Bieber.
Great.
Leave him on your nose there, buddy.
Leave it to him to make men hate the Beaver.
Oh, gosh.
Thank you. Just like Bush. Thank you for making us all hate Bush.
Bush.
Did
we not hate Bush from, like, Bush number one?
It took two doses for me to hate Bush.
Two doses of Bush? Actually, it took you three doses. There was one first... What was it? There was Senior Bush, which was no good.
Is there anywhere in this town where I may buy a shrubbery?
Oh, exactly. Right now I can only deal with moss.
Oh,
God. Oh,
no. Okay. I don't even know why I'm even partaking in this one.
Oh, because you're awesome, that's why. Wow, did she just hiss at us?
She did the Cheney call.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
Paul, yeah.
Oh, no.
The penguin.
I am not a crook.
Oh, jeez.
You know what movie really does need to be redone?
Oh, God. What?
Tomb Raider.
I thought it was in video game format.
I should have saw that coming. Didn't I?
I'm just saying. I am looking for the new one to come out with the young... freaking Lara Croft, the non-giant pointy boob Lara Croft, you know, coming up, you know. And I'm just saying, if someone wants to cast me for that, that's totally cool, you know, because I'm totally down with that.
I bet you
trying to get yourself out there.
That's like,
dude, like, I'm not even mad.
That's like how cool I'd be if someone casted me as young Mace Windu. I'm just saying,
I think you should do it.
You know, free neck hugs for everyone.
Jedi babies, they make your dreams come true.
I make Windu the one you'll fear, and you wish that you weren't here.
And now we all go into
song. I can't remember when he said young Mace Windu. I just, my God.
Wow.
That was
90s Muppet, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Just popped in my head.
Wow.
So I'm just going to have a drink.
Yeah, he's like, wow. He's, wow. Dagus had a Windows error message, apparently, and it can only be solved by inputting command.
Can only be solved more cowbell.
Yes, can it only be solved by entering / semicolon beer?
How much more 90s can we fit into our show, or the end of the show?
Gargoyles.
Oh my god!
We got like 10 minutes of Gargoyles. Let's do
that. That was the most awesome show ever!
We need a Gargoyles video game.
Wasn't there one?
Oh my good god!
We
yes.
need a good one.
Wasn't there one for the Sega Genesis?
We need a good one! Pause for effect. Stephanie, you need to act some giggles right now.
I'm kidding. That sounded like a witch.
It was, okay, wait, okay. So, we're not casting for Baby Maleficent.
Wow.
I'm like, wow.
Wait, I was just thinking gargoyles, and I got really dark, you know? So I was going that
route. Stephanie, weird question. What other voices do you do in games?
What?
What other voices have you done? Or was it the little girl and the little boy?
Mainly it's going to be a lot of, since I have a higher pitched voice, it's going to be either people that are going to be along my kind of voice set, or it's going to be lots of children's voices. So, unfortunately, I don't know if that's good to sound like a little boy, but...
Stephanie?
It works for anime.
Stephanie?
Yeah?
Are you Gohan?
Am I Gohan?
Are you Gohan?
Have you ever heard of Gohan?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
From Dragon Ball Z.
Oh, wow.
Oh, okay.
She knows more about it than I do.
She's awesome. That's why.
Of course I know about Gohan. We used to, like, watch it as, like, kids. I have three brothers, by the way, guys, so this is totally not any...
That's why she's awesome. That explains
she's
everything.
She's been dealing with our type of bullshit all her life.
No wonder she's bouncing right off her. She's like, yeah, okay.
I'm like, it's cool, I got this. Yeah, no, actually, I have one of my brothers. It's actually, he is going to school for all of this, for creating games.
Wait a minute.
Really?
Hold on. Pause right now.
What's up?
I figured it out now.
What'd you figure out?
This is our producer's way of trying to administer some control on us.
Uh-oh.
What?
What?
I get it now.
I think you're getting too much into the conspiracy theory.
I am conspiracy.
Doug,
our producer was saying we're kind of out of...
I'm sorry. Do you have issues with feminism?
Weird conspiracy thoughts.
Is girls being a part of this? Is there an issue with feminism? The girls being a part of this?
No! Our producer was saying that we're getting a little out of control, so what does he add to the mix? A cool chick who's been dealing with brothers to try to keep us under control. This was his...
Sorry, but I was the one that landed that. That's said jokes, okay? I also talked about morning wood, so I'm not sure if I really was keeping anything under control.
She also did it in a small child's voice, which amuses the hell out of me.
I know!
To be honest, I think she's just been adding fuel to the flame.
I think you're right.
And we like her for that.
Like, that plan of our producers just backfired.
Exactly.
Was that or your conspiracy is bullshit?
She will be now known as the kerosene goddess.
Stephanie, the kerosene goddess.
Exactly.
That's too funny. I like it. I'm rolling with it.
Anyway, so, well, about coming to that time where we should probably start wrapping things up a little bit, I think. Don't you think?
No, we're not going to wrap this up at all.
No, we're not going to wrap this up at all?
Uh-uh. The war continues. I want more clones by Monday.
You heard it, folks. TKO is getting ready for war.
To arms! To arms!
But with that said, we probably should really start wrapping up the show. So, you know what, hey, it was all fun, and hey, next time, be sure to tune in next week to join in on some of the fun. I mean, I feel a little disappointed that nobody really kind of called in just yet.
Sad face!
Honestly, guys, I might have intimidated all the boys out there, I'm just saying.
Oh,
damn, you got a good point.
Yeah, she's right.
Guys, don't feel...
That was not your fault, wasn't it?
Yeah,
blame it on the hot chick.
You know what, guys? Don't feel intimidated by her. She's cool. She's the person who does. She will have fuel to the fire.
They heard she was Hispanic.
She's
females after black women.
It's a very different story when I'm on the games and I'm actually playing and they hear my voice, and it's very different when I'm actually talking and I actually know what we're talking about. So, you know, for all the boys out there and the men, don't be afraid to talk to a female as your equal counterpart.
Well, damn.
It'll
like we
all
got...
be fine when you play online if you just try to not be a dick.
Amen, sister.
Oh, man. Well, crap. Looks like we got ourselves a call.
Yeah, it's trying to get really close.
Dude, just put him on the air. Put him on the air.
Okay.
Just real quick. Hey, dude.
Hello.
In the air.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
Hey, who are we talking to?
This is Max, first-time listener, first-time caller, first-time... thing else, sir?
First-time awkward conversation. Cool, go on.
I have the ultimate question for any of you.
Okay.
Bring it. Solo, or Picard, or Kirk?
What are we playing? Kill, fuck, or eat? What?
Yeah. That is what we were playing now. You have decided the game, I've decided the terms.
Can I pick Cisco?
He
listed
what?
The terms, man. He listed
you gotta,
the
you gotta
name of the game.
You those three white boys, okay?
Wait, what am I doing? Am I battling them? So, I'm sorry.
Oh, who's more awesome?
What was the list again?
Solo, Picard, or Kirk?
And the question is?
And you decided the game of kill, fuck, or eat.
Okay. So I guess I'll start then.
Oh, yeah. What?
Kill Kirk, fuck Solo, eat Picard.
Okay.
What?
Why?
Let's see. Kill Picard, fuck Kirk, and then eat Solo, so I can try and gain some of that Harrison Ford awesomeness.
I must eat his heart to gain his power. Kalima! Shatiga! Kalima! Kalima!
Your turn.
Come on, Navy boy.
TK, find the blast from the overload and put it in my lap.
I don't think TKO wants to play this game.
He don't want
to
play. He's not fun.
I got nothing.
Max, was it?
Yeah.
Congratulations, you gave me a Windows error message in my brain.
I win.
What's your choice, then?
I would fuck Picard, because he seems soft.
I like the bald head
going on.
Wow.
See, I thought he would have been soft.
Oh, my God.
I would kill Kirk, because he seems like an asshole, and so it seems like it would be fun to fight him, like the taunting back and forth. And then I'd eat Solo so that I could wear his cool belt thing with the gun on it.
What just happened?
I think we may have just gotten the call of the week.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the call.
That's the only call that we've gotten this week.
That's the call of the month.
Oh, man.
I owe March.
Thanks for the awesome moment.
Cheers. Oh.
Be sure to catch us next week, man.
Yes,
oh, my brain.
All right.
Thanks for visiting, Max.
Oh, my.
Damn.
Oh, my God. What just happened?
We just had a moment of brilliance.
We need to go and wrap up now.
I need to go drown myself in the bathtub.
Alrighty then. So, like I said, folks, now is about the time where we need to start wrapping up. So, hey, if you guys want to try and keep in touch with us even after the show, you can usually just kind of reach us over on our Twitter at GoodGameGuys1 or even our Facebook page at just GoodGameGuys, really.
Just GoodGameGuys.
GoodGameGuys and the new GoodGameGal.
Right.
We've adopted her!
I think we have to. Stephanie, you have to come on next week.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Only if you say something horrendous in that voice again.
No, I like her adorable voice better. Not her creepy.
You have to wait till next week.
No, that's fine. That's fine.
She just voice teased you. Or ear teased you. Or
I'm not sure how that works.
I don't think I'm... So, with that said, folks.
Okay.
That's time to start wrapping things up. So, yeah, remember, check us out on Facebook, Twitter, GoodGameGuys1 on Twitter, GoodGameGuys, Facebook.
And also, there'll be some probably more shenanigans this Friday from the Good Game Guys at Easy Talk Live on EasyWayBroadcasting.com. Stephanie, you have to call in that show, too.
All right. Sounds good.
All right, then. So, with that said, can't think of anything else.
I know what to say. Good game guys. Son.
And girl.
Her adorableness knows no bounds.